We continue to track showers and storms on radar. I'll talk about how the start to our week looks, though, coming up.
And a search and rescue is underway at Falls Lake right now after a boating crash. We are live at a staging area as we wait for officials to give us an update. And later, the heavy rain from today's storms made some roads in Roxborough look like this. Beach surf, the message from the town's police chief.
Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Severe storms made for a messy, messy Sunday afternoon. Look at that right there. This is time-lapse video from the WRAL tower camera showing the clouds rolling in and then the rain coming down. All of that before the storm clouds completely cover the camera. You can't see anything right there. Let's bring in meteorologist Anthony Baglione. He joins us now to talk about it. Anthony.
That camera shot really shows the story there. We saw that big shelf cloud is what we call it coming in, and then the big time rain and storms behind that line. Look at where we sit right now, though. Thankfully, I mean, what a difference a couple hours makes, right? We're looking a whole lot quieter. That line has pushed toward the coast. They did have a tornado warning along the coast down toward Morehead City. That is all pushing out, though. The lightning is starting to die down. In our viewing area specifically, we have no rain on radar right now. So that's good news that I can bring you. Our severe thunderstorm watch is expiring. We have it set that expire, or that was set to expire at 6 o'clock. So that's on the way out. There is that line, though. Look how powerful that was here earlier this afternoon. Multiple severe thunderstorm warnings, multiple reports here, as you see on our storm report map of thunderstorm wind damage, where you see those icons showing up right there. And then where you see that almost house icon, that's where a flash flooding report was also put out earlier today. We take a sample of these. This was in Harnett County. You see this was 6 miles northwest there of Lillington, North Carolina. That was thunderstorm wind damage earlier today. Heading up a little bit closer to Raleigh as well. That was about 2:09 p.m. this afternoon. And then here in Wake County as well, a flash flood report there southwest of the city of Raleigh. So certainly that was just a very small sampling of a lot of reports across our viewing area. Here's where we are headed, though. A lot quieter into tonight. You will have no issues outside this evening over the next couple of hours. Could, though, still see a few storms into tomorrow. Thankfully, though, Julian, here as we head into tomorrow, no severe weather on the way, just this very typical pattern that we're in. We'll talk about some big time heat, though, on the way in here in a few minutes.
All right. Warm up coming. Right. Thanks, Anthony. All right, let's go to this right now. A search and rescue effort is underway at Falls Lake in Wake County. Northern Wake Fire Department says two boats collided in the water. One person was taken to a Durham hospital and another is still missing. WRAL's Carly Haynes is at the staging area right now with what we know so far. Carly.
Julian, first responders were called to the scene around 1:45 this afternoon. There are search and rescue boats out on the water and multiple crews responding. That includes EMS, the Wake County Sheriff's Office, fire and rescue, divers, as well as park rangers. Here's what we know so far. There were three people total involved in this collision. Two people on one boat, one person on another. Of those three people, Wake County Sheriff's Office says one person was taken to that hospital in Durham. We're unclear about the status of those injuries at this time. The other is missing, and that's what's prompting this search effort right now. And it's unclear what caused the collision, but officials with the Wake County Sheriff's Office say it was raining at the time of the crash. And for now, officials are asking the public to stay clear of the area. Julian.
Carly Haynes reporting live for us in Wake County. We will follow up with you later this evening. Thank you. Turning back to today's severe weather, the rain really came down hard in Roxborough this afternoon. Look at this. This was the view from our Roxborough camera around 1:30 this afternoon. As the rain fell, the streets started filling up rapidly. And then take a look at your screen. Roxborough Police Chief Dave Hess posted this picture on Twitter shortly before 1:30 this afternoon. It shows Madison Boulevard near Long Avenue. As you can see, the street looks more like the surf at a beach. Chief Hess's post reads, quote, "Law enforcement is working diligently to warn motorists of flooded roadways in the area. Temporary road closures are likely. Turn around, don't drown." It's unbelievable seeing that right there. Well, crews with power companies across the state are working to restore power after today's storm. Let's go through the rundown. At last check, Duke Energy is reporting 25,366 customers without power statewide. Chatham County is reporting the most with 1,072 customers lost power with Duke Energy. And 1,445 Central Electric membership customers lost power. The storms also knocked out power of 1,404 Duke Energy customers in Wayne County. And in just the last 90 minutes, officials with Edgecombe Martin County EMC reported about 1,000 customers without power. This is video. It's a perfect illustration of what caused many of the power outages. This huge tree came crashing down and pulled power lines down with it. This happened on Mill Street in Raleigh inside the Beltline. Now, there were no injuries to report after all of this, but a few nearby homes did lose power. And cleaning all this up is going to be a big, big job, as you can see. We're now taking you live outside Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Right now, FlightAware is reporting 103 delays and 39 cancellations because of today's severe weather. Make sure you have the WRAL weather app. You can get alerts straight to your phone and keep an eye on the radar wherever you are. It's a great app to have. We have new information tonight on a crash in Garner. Troopers tell us one person of a couple of people that were involved in that accident has died. Five people suffered traumatic injuries in the crash, including a child. An SUV and a sedan collided around 6 p.m. yesterday. Troopers tell us the person who died was an adult. People who lived near the crash told us they heard a loud bang and went to help, using a hammer to break a window and help someone who was stuck inside the vehicle get out. We also have new information about an accident that killed a pedestrian on Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. We first reported this as breaking news last night at 11 o'clock, you might recall. Police say the pedestrian died after being struck by a car on Capitol Boulevard while at Calvary Drive near the Lewisburg Split. This happened around 9:40 in the evening. Police say that man was crossing the busy road 160 feet from the nearest crosswalk, and he was wearing dark clothing. Police say the driver stayed at the scene, and at this point, that driver is not facing any charges. Police in Cleveland, Ohio, say at least 9 people were shot at one of the city's most popular areas for nightlife. The victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries, we're told. Investigators say the shooting began this morning around 2:30. Authorities say the suspect began shooting at a group of people, then ran from the scene.
We have no information, at least right now, from our investigators that there was any type of issues or concerns or trouble right now. That may change, but right now we have no indication that there is anything taking place before this individual started shooting.
So far, investigators say no one has been arrested. In Wilson County, we have a road closure to tell you about. DOT crews will close a stretch of U.S. 301 near Kinley Tuesday morning. The highway will be closed in both directions near Acock Crossing Road. They're upgrading the drainage pipe, and it goes under the highway, we're told. The work is expected to be done by July 25th. Detours will be posted. Now, if you drive through this area, the detour will make your commute a little bit longer. A closed section of South Austin Avenue in Durham should reopen tomorrow. Crews have been working on removing an old railroad bridge. The road closure is between Anger Avenue and the Durham Freeway. That's NC 147. The road is supposed to reopen at 6 a.m., but we don't know whether today's rain will have an impact on all of that construction there. Drivers can use the Durham Freeway, Fayetteville Street, and Main Street to get to areas on either side of the closure. All right, no one won the hit of the big Powerball jackpot from last night's drawing. So that means it now sits at $650 million. The winning numbers were 7, 23, 24, 32, 43, and the Powerball was 18. There have now been 34 consecutive drawings without a big winner. Make sure to still check your ticket. One person in North Carolina is $50,000 richer this morning. That's right, so somebody won something. You can watch tomorrow night's drawing tomorrow night at 11 right here on WRAL. And the Mega Millions jackpot has climbed to $480 million. That's after no one matched all five numbers, plus the Mega Ball in Friday night's drawing. The cash option is $240.7 million. The next Mega Millions drawing is Tuesday night, again, live at 11, right here on WRAL. This week, some year-round students in Wake County are returning back to the classroom. Coming up, the changes parents and kids can expect. And it's a critical week for the president. He's heading to Europe to meet with his NATO counterparts. Top of mind is Ukraine's ongoing war with Russia. Coming up, the tough questions Biden could face. All right, look at all those clouds in sight there. Looks like that storm is starting to move out of our area. Anthony will have more in just a little bit. Well, welcome back. This week, some year-round students will head back to the classroom. Wake County School District estimates about 175 buses will be on the road starting Tuesday. Students will be greeted with some changes, though. Lunch prices are going up by 25 cents. Full paid lunch will cost about $3.25 and $3.50 for middle and high school students. There will also be a new visitor management system in place. And here is how it will work. You will use an iPad to enter some personal information. That will prompt a quick background check. The system scans databases for things like recent custody orders, protection orders, and sex offender registries. The change comes as many districts across the state make changes to improve security. In the last hour, President Biden landed in the United Kingdom, kicking off a week of critical meetings in Europe. Tuesday, he'll meet with fellow members of the Western Military Alliance known as NATO. And as Tina Kim reports, the president will work to keep up support for Ukraine during the country's ongoing war with Russia.
On the 500th day of Russia's war on Ukraine, President Biden headed to Europe to keep up his fight for Ukrainians on the diplomatic stage. Tuesday, he'll meet with fellow members of NATO, the Western alliance, helping Ukraine defend against the Russian invasion. The prime issue expected? Whether Ukraine can join NATO now. President Biden said the war-torn nation is not ready, should only join after the war has ended, and pointed out what it would mean when a NATO nation is at war.
If the war is going on, then we're all in the war. You know, we're at war with Russia, if that were the case. So I think we have to lay out a path for the rational path for Russia, for Ukraine to be able to qualify to get into NATO.
The NATO summit in Lithuania will take place just days after President Biden approved cluster munitions for Ukraine's defense. The weapon is banned by more than 100 nations. Many of them belong to NATO. Cluster munitions send out dozens to hundreds of mini bombs, and the bomblets often do not detonate immediately. The duds pose a long-term risk to civilians who may come across them later. The U.S. greenlighting cluster munitions has won praise from some Biden critics, like Republican Congressman Mike McCaul.
They are highly effective, and particularly hitting flanks of troops inside of Ukraine. They would be a game changer in the counteroffensive, and I'm really pleased the administration has finally agreed to do this.
Tina Kim, WRAL News.
Tomorrow, President Biden is expected to meet with King Charles III. Now, this is the first time the two have met since King Charles took the throne. The North Carolina General Assembly is home to plenty of bitter partisan battles, but one issue has created some bipartisan unity: dissatisfaction with homeowner associations. The state legislator is considering a series of measures that would rein in the power of these associations. Our NC Capitol team dove into the issue on both sides. To read more, visit nccapitol.com. Anthony, quite a storm that just blew through our area.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was interesting meteorologically just watching it with the kind of blue in the distance and that shelf cloud that came in. A really powerful, strong storm, Julian, but thankfully things are a lot quieter where we sit right now. We will have no issues here through the rest of this evening as far as additional storms, additional severe criteria, things like that. Let's talk about this line, though, because this is a recap over the past 6 hours or so. It's now along the coast, but certainly as we watch this kind of advance here from the left to the right there, there was one tornado warning that showed up earlier in the day, and then we had another one out of our viewing area closer to the coast. A big chunk of severe thunderstorm warnings, tons of lightning here showing up with this one, and of course, lots of heavy rainfall that came down. We had a flash flood warning across Wake County earlier. Here is where we sit right now, though. A lot quieter. You can rest easy. We're seeing a pretty clean sweep right now on dual Doppler 5000. But I want to talk about those storm reports from the last 24 hours. So you notice all of these that are showing up right there where you see kind of, as the icon implies, that thunderstorm wind damage. It's most of these there. That was one specific one in Wayne County, Goldsboro. That was about 259 earlier this afternoon. That was a thunderstorm wind damage. So it could be trees down, could be power lines down, things like that. We head here across the western parts of our viewing area, even up toward the triangle, some flash flooding reports there where you see those little houses showing up. There, though, was a funnel cloud that was reported west again of our viewing area near Burlington earlier today. That's why they did have a tornado warning on that one as well. Gibsonville, North Carolina specifically is where that funnel cloud came in. And so we certainly saw this strong line of storms. Look at where we sit right now, though. What a difference a couple hours makes, because we are seeing blue skies across the board there in Durham. Just a few clouds in the distance, no rainfall showing up whatsoever right there. We're seeing temperatures bounce back just a little bit. We're at 80 in Raleigh and Durham, 77 in Clinton, 76 there in Goldsboro. So temperature-wise, still relatively mild for us right now. Into tonight, there could be a few lingering showers. I think our severe potential is done. We are not going to see any big strong storms here through the rest of tonight. It's going to be a pretty calm one in that regard. 71 there in Raleigh, 71 in Goldsboro. Most of us upper 60s, low 70s. Again, a lingering shower, but I think for the most part, that storm system is on the way out. Let's time it out here on Futurecast. So it's pushing most of that storm system off to the coast. There's 8 o'clock this evening. Again, an isolated hit or miss shower showing up, especially for our northeastern counties there. I'll bump it ahead to tomorrow morning and through the day tomorrow. We could see some more showers and storms, not severe, but I think especially south of the triangle. I'll keep that chance in there, though, as far north as the triangle, really, as we go through the day. Just a passing shower, passing thunderstorm during the day. There's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we bump it ahead here to about 7 o'clock. That chance is still there. Looks like the majority of, let's say, the triangle to the south could see a lot more cloud cover. I think the further north you get, we'll see more sunshine. We'll call it partly to mostly cloudy here during the day tomorrow. 86 degrees, that's the relatively coolest temperature I have on the 7-day. 92 there on Tuesday. We definitely see those temperatures there, Julian, warm back up into the mid to upper 90s and relatively quiet here after a busy weekend.
Yeah, I was hoping the storms would cool things off for the rest of the week, but that's not the case.
No, still sticking with us. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. Pat is with us. And Pat, how's that new quarterback for the Panthers looking?
Well, so far, Bryce Young is getting rave reviews. We're hearing he's already digested the whole playbook. So how is he doing it? Is it a super brain or artificial intelligence? I explore next. By now, you've probably seen the video on social media. Fanatics CEO Michael Rubin threw a white party with the biggest celebrities on the planet. So there's Rubin, and there's Houston Texans QB CJ Stroud. Now, notably absent, Bryce Young. Young was seen on social media working out with teammates at SMU. Young, the motto QB so far for Carolina, saying and doing all the right things. Makes you wonder, is it too good to be true? Ask ChatGPT the traits that make a franchise quarterback, and you'll get qualities like leadership, accuracy, arm strength, work ethic. But what if AI was the quarterback?
I don't really know how other people necessarily perceive me or what people may think.
Bryce Young, rattling off answers during minicamp and OTAs with computer-like detail.
You know, it was based off coverage. Again, something we discussed in the meeting rooms. I try to do everything I can to take the meeting rooms to the practice, to the practice field.
ESPN even reported he's been called a savant.
You know, command of the offense, protections, you know, understanding the protection scheme, being able to handle the offense.
It's a lot of praise for an undersized guy who's never played an NFL game. But what if it wasn't?
Young. Going deep into the end zone. Oh, what a throw!
Since he arrived in Charlotte, the Panthers have seen the same thing.
Listen, I'm excited that there's a lot of positive energy. I feel it in the building. I feel it on the field with the players. I feel it in the community.
Whatever he lacks in size, he makes up for with his presence.
I'm excited to get to work. Thank you, guys.
He's quiet, but his play and his habits win the room.
You know, for me, I think, you know, confidence is something you earn. And I show up every day, you know, I think right now is when, as a team, as a group, we try to earn that confidence. We earn that trust in one another.
Some quarterbacks are the life of the party. Bryce Young celebrates the process.
You know, getting ready, continuing to get ready and try to build. I view that as fun, so.
AI is coming for all of our jobs. In Carolina, it's already employed. Human or robot, I don't think any of us really care as long as he wins. And Bryce really could make the playoffs his first year. Since 2010, here's a notable list of QBs who did. And Dak Prescott in 2016 stands out to me. Steps into a good offensive line and run game. the team takes off. That's the hope with Carolina. Couple others, Andrew Luck with the Colts and Robert Griffin III in 2012. Finally, Bryce Young's backup in Carolina, Andy Dalton, did it back in 2011. The NWSL about to take a break for the World Cup. The Courage, a chance to enter at the top team on the table. Not bad for a group everyone was thought was rebuilding. Courage, winners of four straight, including a 1-0 win over Houston last Saturday, missing six players on international duty and one for injury. Head coach Sean Nayas says he still remembers the messages he got in the offseason. You guys are ruining this club with all the trades you're making. Well, Nayas and the team feeling validated regardless of how the second half of the year turns out.
I would be lying to you if I said that I expected us to be here at this early process. Because it's such a young team. It's such an intricate way we want to play. But it's full credit to the players. I mean, they're the ones that have to go out and perform. The love and care they have for each other. And if it gets us to the top of the table, great. No matter what happens the rest of the way, no one can say that we didn't get better this year.
Courage visit Angel City tonight at 8 p.m. And Julian, the World Cup starts in a little over a week. The women played a friendly game tonight versus Wales. Trinity Rodman, two goals. They won 2-0.
Oh, wow. Way to go. And the Courage, hopefully they will pull it out tonight. Hey, talking about Bryce Young a little bit, he digested the whole playbook already. That's just unheard of, right?
Small, but a big brain. And that goes a long way at quarterback.
Sounds like Peyton Manning. All right. Thanks for joining us tonight. Coming up later tonight on WRL News at 10 and Fox 50, hear what we're learning from officials about this scene right here.